Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Connections Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Hi, this is Alex Ruggieri. Welcome to Commercial Connections Podcast. My guest today is David Wilk. David was formerly the National Managing Director of Duff & Phelps Corporate Real Estate Advisory Group. He was a Regional Director of Corporate Real Estate Services for Ernst & Young in the Middle Atlantic. Mr. Wilk held senior management positions with Valuation Research Corporation, Arthur D. Little, and was the National Director of Valuation Services for Kenneth Leventhal & Company in California. David is an adjunct professor and founder of the Real Estate Program at the University of Delaware Lerner Business School. He is a counselor of real estate and a member of the Appraisers Institute since 1985, a licensed real estate broker, and a certified general appraiser in the state of Delaware. He's also qualified as an expert witness in numerous state federal court jurisdictions. He is also the Product Council Chair of Corporate Real Estate and Advisory Services for Sperry Van Esse and Corporate Valuation Services. David, welcome to the call today.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, I am very interested to chat with you because I'd like to tease out from your vast knowledge some of the ways that our commercial practitioners can maybe increase their incomes by working with corporate services. And maybe there's some people out there that could benefit from that. And maybe there's some commercial practitioners who would like maybe get excited about specializing in this, because this is a niche in the business that can be very lucrative. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved and what it's all about?
Sure, Alex. I'd be happy to. I started out my career on the appraisal and valuation side, and after doing that for close to 20 years, I started seeing this huge opportunity in what we call the corporate services or corporate real estate advisory area, and here's why. Through my initial couple decades in the real estate business, we always used to think that the real estate world began and ended with those who are in the real estate business, and that includes brokers, investors, developers, and REITs, and large users of real estate. But what I found out that really was a game changer for me was that if you assume that there's about $25 trillion worth of real estate value here in the United States, only 20% of that total value is incorporated in what we think of as the real estate industry, leaving $20 trillion worth of real estate value that's in the hands of people who aren't in the real estate business. $10 trillion of that is in the hands of corporations, universities, governments, institutions, and nonprofits. And then the other 10 is what you and I may own through our home ownership or small investments or things like that, kind of like mom-and-pop investments. And so what I found was that 98% of the energy and activity in the real estate profession was geared towards that $5 trillion or 20% of the pie, and that they were leaving $10 trillion of corporate and institutional assets kind of out there, not always being optimized. So as I started to learn more about that, I realized that there was a huge opportunity for real estate professionals to help companies to unlock the value that's in their real estate portfolios, even though they're not in the real estate business per se.
You know, when I first learned that simple statistic, that simple fact of life, I was blown away. And, of course, you were the one who taught me that. And I was blown away. Trillions and trillions of dollars, and no one really understands, all of the fundamentals that we, take for granted in the real estate business about how to manage that real estate, how to monetize that real estate, and how to create value for the institution or the corporation with their real estate, and they've given it a second thought, and here it is, you know, one of the biggest items on their balance sheet. And you taught me that, but it just blew me away.
It's amazing. It's still 20 years later, it still blows me away that it's still not being given more respect in the boardroom and at the C-level of most companies. And what's really interesting, I've tried to figure out why companies wouldn't pay that much attention to it, and usually there's two reasons. One, nobody's really talked to them in this exact way and tell them, you know, you're leaving all this money on the table. So for all of the real estate brokers and agents and professionals out there, this is a conversation that you have to have with your friends and clients and people that are in your circles of influence. And the second best part of all this is not only have the conversation, but you can actually assume, and in my experience, maybe 5% or less of the companies out there really are at best practices in terms of how they manage and optimize their real estate. So there's huge income potential for real estate professionals to tap into that unmet need. And most importantly, if you're a real estate professional that's used to property management or leasing or brokerage or sales or things like that, what you can do is you can add another layer of value to the relationship that you have with those clients or targets by mentioning to them the fact that, have you seriously looked at your real estate portfolio to see if you're leaving any money on the table?
Well, you know, that's exactly
a huge potential.
Yes, that's exactly why I wanted to have you on the call, is because, you know, people who are our commercial practitioners can increase their income just by asking that question, just being aware, you know, to ask that question, not even being a specialist. I mean, I had a situation, and you know this story, where I sold a building to a corporate client. It happened to be a local utility, and they moved and everything. I didn't even realize, I knew I was doing a good job for them, but I was in a meeting one time, and we asked them, you know, did we not save you money in that transition? And he said, you saved us about $2 million because we were going to, you know, do this other option, and the option you gave us was $2 million less by the time we bought the building, did the renovation, and everything else. And that was just one building. Now, if you can just ask the questions, then you're going to increase your value. And yet, you could also get drilled down and specialize in this and just make a whole career out of it in commercial real estate like you've done, which is just wonderful to watch you go.
Well, and what's interesting, Alex, is when you mentioned that you saved them $2 million, what the amazing thing about that $2 million is, where did it go?
Right to the bottom line.
Right to their bottom line. So how much more valuable could you possibly be as a real estate professional than to deliver $2 million of unexpected value to your client? And then how does that position you for your future work with that client?
Well, the funny thing is, in the same story, and you know because I've shared it with you, they had a lease on their other building that lasted another 2 years, but this other deal was so good they jumped on it. And I said, well, had you thought about, you know, maybe we could, you know, lease the building and you know, save you some money there? And they said, well, you know, the owner's trying to lease it. I go, he has no incentive to lease it. You're on the hook, and you're a qualified tenant, credit tenant. You know, he might have a sign out there, but he's not trying too hard. And, you know, you have the right to sublet. Why don't you hire us? Well, within 4 weeks, we subletted the building to a hospital group, saving them another $400,000.
And which goes right to their bottom line.
Yeah.
And it was something they weren't even expecting. You know, we all struggle a lot as real estate professionals to always be in a position where we can demonstrate value to the relationship that we bring. And I don't think there's any better way than when you can quantify the value that you as a real estate professional bring and say, I put $2.4 million minus whatever my fees were for delivering that to your bottom line. That's something that very few real estate professionals can do for their clients within a lifetime of a relationship, much less in 1 year.
And so just so the people listening can understand how this can be a tremendous boon to their commercial real estate practice is that particular client has operations here in Illinois, but they have buildings all over the state. And that particular client under their holding company has operations in 43 different states. With a success story like that, you know, the next step is to go knocking on doors and talking to the other members of their organization and say, hey, look, we saved so-and-so, you know, $2.4 million in just one transaction over here in Illinois. How are you doing in Indiana? What do your facilities look like? Do you have these properties over here that, you know, that are you paying taxes on but you don't use, and et cetera, et cetera?
And that's an easy conversation to have, right?
Yeah, especially when you have success.
Right, because think about it. A lot of people think that real estate professionals are just worried about collecting their commission and going away, right?
Right.
And so this is a way of demonstrating to them that you want to have a client for life by being able to deliver that type of value to them. Why would they ever talk to anybody else when you're delivering that and they're the beneficiary of it? And so, but I think what's really interesting to our listeners as well is that you shouldn't have to feel like you have to be the expert of experts on doing this. The only thing you have to know is that there's a value proposition or a hook for a client that you might talk to if you happen to mention that, and that they're being in such a collaborative industry as real estate should be in ideal state. With someone like Alex or someone like myself, we're very collegial. If somebody has a question and they think there's an opportunity to help a client, we're going to take a phone call. We're going to help to steer them in the right direction and give them the connect the dots a little bit so you can figure out how to turn that idea into a revenue producer for yourself, either in the future or in combination with others around the country. Because the one thing we've learned from the internet age is we're not islands anymore. If we're not collaborating, we're losing ground to our competition. So this whole concept of introducing you to this potential is really just designed to stimulate some thought and actions that you can hopefully be resourceful enough to figure out how to bring the right people to the table.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that, because it is all about collaboration. And sometimes when you're working with corporations across state lines, you just need to bring other people in. But the counts are so big, if there's plenty to split in the pie. So don't worry about that. Just start landing the accounts. We've just got about, I don't know, a minute and a half left. What would you say are the top takeaways for someone who wants to get involved with corporate services in commercial real estate?
Take a very much of a what can I do for you, Mr. Client, type of approach. And that is bring them creative, innovative ideas about their real estate portfolio that will bring benefit to them, and they'll be happy as heck to pay you all day long to bring them benefits. Secondly, if you are a large brokerage firm, don't feel like you're not allowed to talk to anybody outside your circle. It's so much better to have collaborative relationships where everybody has a benefit from it, including the client, rather than trying to do something yourself and not do it right. And then the third is, Alex and I are collaborators and educators, and we're here to try and help people to be successful. And if we do that, imagine how wonderful our lives are as real estate professionals to give more than we receive. That's always the best way.
You're so right on. I'm glad you said that, because I would help anybody who called, and I can testify that you do, because I have called you, and you have even gotten on a plane and flown over and met with people. I mean, it's just amazing. So I'm so glad you shared that, and I can testify that you speak the truth. You've always been there for me whenever I've called. So great stuff. I hope our commercial practitioners out there will consider doing more with corporate services, but you know what? Even just asking the right question can make you so much more valuable and maybe help you win that assignment. David Wilk, thank you so much for being with us today,
thank
sharing
you.
Of your expertise on Commercial Connections Podcast.
Thank you very much, Alex. It was my pleasure, and all the best to you.
Thanks for being with us on the Commercial Connections Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.